USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A 16-year-old accused of shooting her classmates at a school in Colorado will be tried as an adult.
The 16-year-old is charged with first-degree murder as an adult. And there are a bunch of other charges that did not come up in open court that I can't discuss.
Castle Rock, Colorado District Attorney George Brockler announcing the upgraded charges on the girl and the 18-year-old accomplice, who were both in court on Wednesday for a status hearing. The suspects are due back in court next month. Authorities are investigating the crash of a charter helicopter this afternoon in the Hudson River. NYPD Assistant Chief Stephen Hughes describes the injuries involved in the crash.
The pilot's a male, 34 years old. He only suffered an injury to his left hand. There was a dock worker that was attempting to get out of the way of the helicopter and was coming down, slipped, and injured his right wrist.
The FAA has said they will be investigating the incident, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
The Dampier Law Firm, PC 55 North Section Street, Fairhope, Alabama, is responsible for this advertisement. No representation is made that the quality of the legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Attention all active or retired military. If you are diagnosed with tinnitus or hearing loss after using yellow and black or yellow and olive dual-ended earplugs, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. These earplugs permitted damaging sounds to enter the ear canal. If you served in the military and were later diagnosed with hearing loss or tinnitus, call 800-401-7804 right now to see if you qualify for significant cash compensation. The manufacturer knew of the defect but did not warn its customers. Complaints allege that the manufacturer manipulated test results to make it appear that the plugs met government standards. If you deployed to Iraq or Afghanistan anytime from 2003 through 2015 and are now suffering from diagnosed hearing loss or tinnitus, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Call 800-401-7804 right now. Hurry, time is limited. Call 800-401-7804 now to see if you qualify for cash compensation. Call 800-401-7804. That's 800-401-7804. 800-401-7804.
Almost 100 people are being charged in the Houston area in a fake marriage scheme designed to bypass immigration laws. Here's more from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
A grand jury indicting 96 people on over 200 counts, and at last check, dozens of the suspects had been arrested. Federal prosecutors say Ashley Wen ran a Southwest Houston operation that charged up to $70,000 to create each phony marriage, complete with false paperwork and even a fake wedding photo album. The money paid by somebody seeking U.S. residency would be split between Wen and a person posing as a spouse. Wen reportedly had agents all over Texas as well as Vietnam.
And taking a look at your final numbers on Wall Street at the closing bell, the Dow was up 116 points to close at 25,648. The NASDAQ rose 88 points to close at 78,22. And the S&P finished 17 points higher to close at 28,51. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
Homeless and those people who choose to live in their vehicles will no longer be allowed to park their vehicles on San Diego streets overnight. San Diego City Council member Mark Kersey says the city is going to start designating lots where car dwellers can stay.
Just want to create a balance between the rights of the neighborhoods and the rights of the folks that are sleeping in their cars.
The council heard hours of testimony from people on both sides of the ordinance that places a ban on sleeping in vehicles overnight.
I see this as an issue regarding health and safety because people who live in my neighborhood are defecating and urinating on the street.
Cal Ripken Jr. is a baseball legend, but legends aren't born, they're made. For 21 seasons, Ripken took the field day in and day out through cold, heat, rain, sometimes snow, playing in more than 3,000 games for the Baltimore Orioles. Ripken has a new book out titled Just Show Up. He joins Fox News and talks about how some of his baseball attributes have transferred over into the business world.
Well, I always knew that if I had a long baseball career that I was still going to do something else afterwards, and I was always fascinated by business. And the principles that you spend your whole life learning and applying in baseball definitely apply to business. A lot of trial and error, a lot of mistakes that are made, but we've been very successful in two aspects of my life, our kids' business, which we're the leading youth baseball business, and also the foundation. So the principles that apply on the field certainly apply, you know, with us off the field.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.